production features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Court's in session.
Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and every...
WICT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
mantis, eaters, bears, harbors, and flies. But this kind of bug really takes surprise. It's our bug.
just the big sounds you remember. I remember little ones, too. Lackland's noon siren. And those zillions of strange Texas bugs you hear at night when you're on security guard. And those strange voices on the radio.
Who's your favorite out of all the celebrities you've worked with?
I don't know.
We've been chasing you forever, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
When those celebrities are on, do you actually get to be there in the same sound booth with them?
I don't know.
When I was back there in elementary school, there was a Girl Scout brownie who put forth the proposition that you could condition little boys with jeers. Condition little boys with jeers. Condition little boys with jeers. You sure as hell can condition little boys with jeers. If you claim them to have cooties. Hi, it's Dr. Anomia, and welcome to Wound Liquor. And quite seriously, cooties. Cooties as a form of boyhood leprosy. The shame and the pain of being so accused. Now, other boys, they were a little bit more hardy. They went on in junior high to be early matures. They shrugged it off or smiled. But not so much me. It really cut me to the quick, to the core, being accused of cooties. Now, I wasn't the only one. There's a lot of boys, even girls, accused of having cooties. I had no idea what they even were. I mean, it was just the idea of, you know, a little girl, a little pint-sized harpy jeering at me and accusing me of having cooties and with her friends giggling and running away. I mean, maybe I formed a half smile and then probably formed a tear in my eye because, you know, who wants to be accused of having something that one doesn't even know what it is and then having people run away from you? So I didn't know what it was, but I figured when people, little girls, got in proximity to me and they would cootie it up, I just figured there was something that I had emanated. And little by little, maybe somehow on a meta level, figured it must be some kind of a bodily stank. So I made sure that I scrubbed when I was in the tub. And I made sure that I combed my hair. And I made sure that I wore some of my dad's Old Spice. And I don't know. I also remember taking some dippity-doo, my mom's dippity-doo, and trying to form Beetle bangs, because girls like the Beatles, and I like the Beatles too, and they didn't have cooties. So, I don't know. Shamefully, at one point, I even took some of the bathroom aerosol Lysol spray and doused it, but I kind of got into a coughing fit because I was so asthmatic and figured I couldn't stand it anyway. But anyway, that is something to ponder today. The horrible presence of cooties, being accused of cooties, and the abject pain that follows. I mean, follows through life. You think about, you know, and I can relate when you're talking about guys who are just dunderheads and inept and having such difficulty socially. Maybe it's because of that cootie accusation. And maybe it's, you know, why they spill so much high karate cologne on themselves and, you know, just, you know, kind of overcompensate all the time, you know, because of that horrible stain, that horrible vindictive name-calling. Cooties, cooties, cooties. Well, anyway, that's what we're dealing with today. You, if you're a boy, if you were a boy, or if you want to be a boy, or even if you're a girl, and you were a little girl, and now you're a lady or a woman, whatever you are, if you have been accused of cooties, this show is for you.
I've got you in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. And darling, I know so well, I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know? Before I begin, yes, I've got you under my skin. Comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality. Wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop. Before I begin, yes, I've got you.
Love ballads and a side of word salads. The Dog War Love Hour provides all the best noise the FM waves have to offer. Keep the love moving, the wheels cruising, and the music grooving during the Dog War Love Hour Mondays, starting at 2 p.m. exclusively on WRCT 88.3 Pittsburgh. Pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. It is free. A minute pause, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
people try the Zordly life, it'll break down. That ABC kind of life. I don't know. I like to jump around, don't you? I like to go A to Q, A to T, T and A, S and M, L and D. You know, stuff like that. Idiots are out there. That's why they're all. That's where all those stupid criminal shows are coming from now. People can't even rob banks correctly. This is a true story. We did a story on the Tonight Show. Guy walked into a bank in Denver, walked up to a bank teller who was practicing with Monopoly money, throws a gun on this woman, tells her to put all the money in the bag, runs out with it. How well do you think this guy did on his SATs? I've never robbed a bank, but I got a feeling one of the prerequisites is learn to recognize the currency you're going for. What the hell is this guy doing? Give him those yellow ones and those blue ones. I mean, you're away in a big shoe. Robbing everything. They robbed a church in Nashville, Tennessee. That's a true story. Also, two gunmen on a Sunday walked into a church, robbed everybody. Robbed the ministers hanging right at the pulpit. But here's true cosmic justice. You know how they caught these guys? They were driving away. Their car got hit by lightning. I'd like to see these guys sitting in jail. Oh, man, we ripped off God. This is a church on a target. I'm pleading guilty.
RCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
We'll be right back. As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
شينا وجبنا لك عروس
عروس عروس
حلوة كتير ومعها فلوس
معها فلوس
بدها اياك تبقى شيك
شيك
تبقى حلو سمبتي
ديك
وتقلا يا عيني وتغنجلاش شوي بس ما تقلا يا بيل
يا بيل
From Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
Thank you.
in on a freakish opportunity when an impatient cook runs over a 3-speed bike and he absentmindedly leaves the boy a blank check to cover the damages to the bike. In fun, the kid fills in the check for $1 million and is surprised when it is cashed by a bank manager who mistakes the boy for the mob messenger. This kid's 12th birthday party is shaping up to be the social event of the season until something happens. But it's of a great laugh from start to finish. The admission is adult $5, child $3. The show starts at 7:30 nightly and is out about 9:05 p.m. Enjoy this family fun with the whole family and the best buttered popcorn with it tonight. Well, thanks so much for calling the Badger Theater.
CT Pittsburgh.